Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. She describes herself as one mere blade of grass in the vast lawn of Christian believers, a beloved blade. Lorraine Negley was born, raised, and lived 58 years in a beautiful area of New Jersey. Then she moved to Hawaii. We pause for a moment, even as we begin our show today, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus. Yes, Jesus, who can be with someone for a lifetime, as it were, in another state, and then bring them to a place many know as paradise. But we're here today to talk about what Christ has done in Lorraine Negley's life and how, through her story, you can experience what it means to live in true paradise, a relationship with Jesus, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through right now, whatever challenge it might be, however hard, difficult, unspeakable. The Lord knows you, and he loves you, dear friend, so much that he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Lorraine Negley, will touch your heart today as well. And it's our hope and it's our prayer that you, dear one, would open your heart to Jesus, receive him, and receive him as your Lord and Savior. Lorraine Negley is married to Raymond. They have two married sons, Adam and Matt, two cherished daughters-in-law, Jenny and Masako, and one grandson, Jonah Utah. Lorraine, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
New Jersey. Where, Lorraine, where in New Jersey did you grow up?
Somerset County, centralized area, beautiful country.
Mm-hmm. Describe it for us.
Somerset County, when I moved there as a very young child, was very much farmland and green and beautiful trees and lots of acreage, and it was a lovely place to grow up, a lot of woods.
Now, you were born there. Your race, was it always in Somerset County, or did you move elsewhere in New Jersey?
Pretty much. I lived within, I'd say, maybe a 25-mile radius of where I grew up.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, I'd have to say that most likely my father influenced me a lot. He was a man with his own set of problems, and I'm not quite sure if he was a born-again Christian, if he was filled with the Spirit of the Lord, but he read his Bible, and he tried to teach me to respect God.
What do you remember? Things that he would say, you know, those things that ring true to us years later because of something, things that they would say early on.
My father was a little bit like Danny Kaye, and he said a lot of things. Mm-hmm. He would say, "What a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." Uh-huh. And he would say, "I'm too soon old and too late smart." Not necessarily biblical, but very true.
True and timeless.
Yes.
How did God call you, Lorraine? How did God call you to himself?
Well, I did not become, my heart did not become open to Jesus until I was in my 30s. I lived a very secular life through the point of, I'd say, 28. I met my husband when I was in my last year of high school, and we dated on and off for 5 years. My husband, 40 years, I should say. And so we were 23 when we got married. But for those 5 years between the time I met him and the time that we got married, was my, early days of adulthood. In my teenage years, I strayed a lot. I rebelled. I had a brother and sister who were older. They got very involved in drugs, and our family had a lot of division and a lot of struggles. And although I was the youngest one and I was protected a lot from that, it affected me. And when I was a teenager, I rebelled. I lied every day. I drank. I cut school. You know, I did all those things. And it really ate at who I was as a person because I knew it was wrong. So when I got to my early 20s, I think I took on more of a perfectionist kind of role. I flip-flopped. I went to work. I worked diligently. It was an all-about-me mentality. And that's kind of where I focused a lot of my efforts, is in living a life that pleased my flesh. And when I was 20 years old, almost 21, I got pregnant, and I knew that that did not fit into my life plan, and so I had an abortion. I was able to go to a gynecologist, obstetrician, believe it or not, in a town next door, and I had this very, what one would consider, civilized procedure. I was told that it wasn't a child, it was kind of like a pre-child stage, and I could just, you know, eliminate it and move on with my life. And that's exactly what I chose to do. And 3 months, 4 months later, I was pregnant again, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't go back to that gynecologist because that was just, I was too prideful about it, you know, that kind of pointed to me as someone that, you know, led a loose life. And since I was living in complete denial, I closed my eyes to that. And so I sought out an abortion center, which was in northern New Jersey, around Bergen County somewhere, I believe. And that's where I went for my second abortion. It was a meat market. It was a horrible experience. I remember there were many women lined up sitting there, and there were lots of little enclosed curtains, and it was just like, next, next, next. They drugged me up. They did what they had to do, and they sent me on my way. You totally drugged. I couldn't even walk straight, and there were people weeping. And so the reality of what was really going on hit home a lot more, and I determined that I would never go through that again. And so I continued with my life, and eventually my husband and I got married, and we had a very good life. We both were working. We were recognized for our hard work. We advanced. We had a house. We had, you know, from the outside, it seemed like we had everything. And in my late 20s, we decided that it was time to have children. So the night, this is a long answer for your question, I'm sorry, but the night that my first son, Adam, was born, I held this little baby in my hands, this perfect little human being, and I said to myself, there has to be a God, because I did not do anything to create this little human life, and I don't deserve this little human life, because deeply buried inside of me, in the many, many, many closets that I had of my psyche, I had hidden that truth that that wasn't, you know, that my act didn't result in life. It's kind of a bizarre thing. You know, denial is great. Mm-hmm. Deception is great. Mm-hmm. But as I held Adam in my hands, I said, there has to be a God. And if there is a God, I want to know who he is. And that was the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm. A moment of truth, really. A moment of revelation.
It was a moment of revelation, absolutely.
Looking there at a little baby Adam there in your hands. Dear friend, as you're listening to Lorraine Negley share her story, as you can tell, I mean, this is going quite deep right off the bat, as it were. She mentions the many closets in her psyche. While there are many closets in each of our psyches. And those moments when we are in denial, which could be a great thing at that time because it gives us temporary relief. But in looking deeper, looking for the truth, well, then we can't turn left or right to certain things that really are there. But you know who is there when we're searching for truth? Christ is there. And Lorraine Negley will come back and we'll share more. She'll share more about Christ. Stay with us. Heart to Heart with you. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, call it sobriety, call it gravity. Yeah, the gravity of what is really happening. You know, sometimes in our lives, we're moving so quick. We make decisions, choices, and we pull the trigger on certain things that we do. And gosh, we look back and we say to ourselves, if we had it to do over again, we would certainly have done things differently. And how do we come to that point of reality awareness? Well, it's because we understand things much more deeply, maybe a different level of maturity that grows over time. And perhaps sometimes God just reveals things to us. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. We are grateful that you're joining us. We have Lorraine Negley, who's in studio. Before our break, she was sharing some very deep things heart to heart. You can find out more about our show. If you're tuning in right now, you can get the program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. That and other resources.
Lorraine, take us further. How did Christ reveal himself to you at that time?
Well, he actually didn't yet. Okay. I'm a very slow learner.
Keep us going.
So my dad, in the end of my pregnancy, basically encouraged us greatly to find a church because this baby, again, I was pregnant at the time, needed to be baptized. So to appease my father, we started going to an Episcopal church right up the street from us. It was all God's providence. The priest there happened to be a godly man. I believe he was born again, but I don't really know. But he introduced, once Adam was born, we became churchgoers. We became really into the culture of church. We became really into the culture of going to church, and that became our identity. We were good people. We went to church. We did all the church things, and we loved it. And it was really, my husband was in the choir, and our kids were growing, and they were going to Sunday school, and we participated.
No, wait, you said kids. We've only got Adam so
okay.
far.
Time went by. Matt was born 3 years later.
Okay.
And the priest of the Episcopal Church would pray with us. I was so blown away. He would call us and pray on the phone. It's like, this man prays on the phone. Couldn't believe it. And
you can do that. You can actually pray on the phone. Right?
It was fun. But I didn't get that it was all about Jesus. Mm-hmm. I just didn't get that. I was so into myself. I couldn't shake that into myself thing for a mm-hmm. long time. And God allowed me to be there. And probably my greatest regret in life, because I had a feeling you were going to ask if I had any regrets, is I worked with the youth group for a while at that church, mm-hmm. and I didn't tell them about Jesus. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell them that to, you know, have sex outside of marriage was wrong. I didn't tell them that, and that I really regret. Mm-hmm. I know teachers are held accountable for their words, and so I do ask God's forgiveness for that, but it took 5 years of going to that church and reciting the Nicene Creed, which is really very beautiful.
It is.
And God, again, he's just so good. He would put people in my life, like the girl I commuted, carpooled to nursery school with, who happened to be a Christian, who happened to go to a Christian and Missionary Alliance church, and they would have friendship luncheons, and she would invite me, and I'd hear the message, and I'd hear it and hear it and hear it, and it didn't penetrate my dull brain. And I guess the only encouragement I can give any of your listeners from that is don't give up on people, because you really have to hear it a lot. And nevertheless, I was driving down the street one day, and again, my son was somewhere around five, and it was just a normal drive, nothing different, and I felt like the thought came to me, and I can remember it so clearly. You know, I have to believe that everything in Christianity is about Jesus. I have to believe that he died for me, and if I don't believe that, then I'm just a big fat hypocrite, and going to church is just a facade. And that thought struck me deeply. I don't remember the day I said, Jesus, you're mine. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the day I started walking, but I know I started walking. And I know one of those days I committed my life to Christ. And when that happened, the word became alive to me. And I got so excited about it. And I would come home. I remember one day coming home and reading to Raymond, Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. And I'd be like, isn't this the most awesome thing?
And how was he responding? What was happening in Raymond's life?
So Ray said to me, eventually, I don't know what happened to my wife, but if she continues like this, I don't think our marriage is going to last.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and I was a pretty new Christian at that point, and I said, Lord, I don't understand it. You know, I don't understand this. I have, for the first time in my life, I'm understanding who you are, and I have these two beautiful little boys. How can you ruin my marriage at this point? You know, my warped thinking, he's going to ruin my marriage. A very wise friend said to me, love your husband as much as you can where he's at and find someone else to talk about the Lord with right now because he's not there yet. Mm-hmm. And that was really smart, a smart guidance from this gentleman. And so that's what happened. Eventually, things started happening in the Episcopal Church that my spirit didn't feel right about. Again, I was brand new Christian and I didn't know one thing from another. But I knew something was wrong, and the Lord once again started bringing people in my life, telling me about this church that had just opened up in our town that met at the local grammar school. It was a Christian and Missionary Alliance church. The pastor was a real good Bible teacher, and maybe I might want to check it out sometime. So I did. I started going there. Raymond still stayed at the Episcopal Church singing in the choir. I went to the Bible church.
Oh, my.
Well, you are experiencing a life-changing moment, Lorraine. Your eyes are open. It's like you're seeing things. It's almost like, I mean, I'm just playing a little bit figuratively here. It's like you were living life spiritually in black and white, and suddenly you were beginning to see everything in color.
That's so true.
And as such, the irony of it all is that Raymond at that time was not able to see it. I think that's a great word of wisdom. That person that shared with you that he's not ready at this time, share with someone else.
And just as a word of encouragement, the exact same thing happened to me when I, at 40, gave my life to Christ. The Lord whispered in my ear, I'm going to close your mouth to Roland. I will take care of Roland. You just focus on me. And so interesting that we had. So my thought to the listeners are, God can speak to you in that way. And it's important that as we're coming to know him, we keep focused on him, and he will take care of our loved ones.
Let me press it a little bit further, if I may, because we do have many, many dear women are listening to our program right now. Suzanne, Lorraine, when you heard that, when you applied that, did you see change take place right away, or did it take a period of time? What was the process like for your husbands?
It took quite a long time. I don't really remember all the details because I was on my own little high. But I did do what he said. What this gentleman advised. And I just continued, because I love my husband. I love my husband greatly. We've always been very, very, very close. And I don't recall, to be honest with you, but I know a good couple of years went by. But I did continue going to this church. He finally got to the point of saying, this is ridiculous. You're going to one church, I'm going to another. I'll come with you. And he did, and that was the end. He got in the Word. He heard a Bible preaching, Bible teaching pastor. It was a church with a lot of young families. We were loved in. He played softball with the men, and it was not long after that he gave his life to the Lord as well.
And for me, Danny, it was 3 years. And what happened is Roland was raised in a very strong Missouri Synod Lutheran Christian family, read the Bible, very solid, but he didn't have a personal relationship with Christ. So he saw this change in me, and I made a promise to God in October of 1981 that I would read from his Word every day the rest of my life, and by God's grace, he's kept me to that promise. Please keep it up, Lord. And so Jesus and I established a 5:30 a.m. date, and every morning for 3 years, Roland heard me get out of bed. When he'd get up, he'd peek around the corner, and there I was, reading the Bible. And after 3 years, he finally said to me, "You're really serious about this born-again business, aren't you?" And then God started working on his heart. So don't give up, listeners. Mm-hmm. Don't give up.
Mm-hmm. What would you pray, Suzanne? What would you pray, Lorraine? What would you ask God in relation to your husbands?
I would say, Lord, please help me not to control my husband. I would say, please help me to keep my hands, and I pray this all the time, for all situations, and raising my kids the same way. And now loving on my my adult kids and my daughter-in-laws, and, you know, help me to open my hands, Lord, because you know best. You're big enough to handle every problem I have. And just help me to stay true to your word, to love unconditionally. To I love 1 Corinthians 13, and I read that, regularly. Love is kind. Love doesn't hold a record of wrongs. You know, just try and keep my life in alignment with what God would have for me. He'll handle the rest.
And I have prayed for the Lord to place his love for Roland in my heart, his love for me in Roland's heart, for him to change me in any way, every day, any way he sees needed. And if Roland needs changing, I put him in Jesus' arms of love, and I pray for the Holy Spirit to just indwell in both of our hearts and be lived out. So I pray singly and yet corporately to the Lord in our marriage.
Mm-hmm. An encouragement from Lorraine Negley and Suzanne Maurer. We got a double blessing today. Dear friend, as you may be praying for your husband, you may be frustrated. You may feel exasperated. You've tried. Maybe there's a part of you, in you, that wants to, you know, really manage things, really control the way things are, and it's part of the way you say that. That's the way I made up, Danny. Well, here are two dear women, wise women, who are encouraging you. I think even for me, as a husband, as a father, I'm being reminded as well, even with my wife and my children. And let God move. Let God have his way in their life. But pray. I think that's something that we all can do together. You, dear sister, with other sisters, pray together, encourage one another, me with my brothers in Christ. Hey, together we can do this in the Lord. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you can put a really, really fancy Band-Aid over a cut, and it could look real nice. Appealing, very attractive, because you have a nice Band-Aid on the cut. But until you go in there and you put the alcohol on, or the hydrogen peroxide, or the betadine, whatever it is that you need to clean it, to go in deeper, to clean it out, it could get infected. And the beauty of that Band-Aid doesn't really matter all that much. And I think it goes in line with how God, even in Christ, as we grow in the Lord, we become born again, there are some certain things in our lives that the Lord wants to go back, and because he loves us so much, wants us to renew and bring healing and real cleansing on the inside of that. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. And Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. And our guest today, Lorraine Negley. You say, "Danny, okay, what's that all about? What's this Band-Aid and infection thing?" Well, Suzanne, why don't you take us from here with our dear Lorraine?
As we shared during the break, Lorraine will share with us how she dealt with guilt, how she dealt with forgiveness, and how the Lord has led her through both.
Well, I think that question actually has a lot of layers to it. As I grew in my relationship with the Lord, I've always, I praise God, I've really had a hunger for the Word. And so I have spent, you know, as much, I can't remember not spending time with the Lord in the morning. And so he helped me to see that my guilt is not just for the abortions that I had. My guilt is for all of my sin. And I had to process, I had to receive, and we all have to receive the truth that Jesus died to set us free, that our sin is as far from the east as from the west. You know, it's not just one thing I did that was a great, horrific thing or two things. It's so many things that I've done, not believing that the Lord has handled my sin is as much of a sin as any other sin. And so early on, I don't even remember actually when this was, but the Lord has blessed me with talking to me with visuals. And I can remember this visual so clearly because it really lifted my awareness of things. And I was praying, and I was standing there, and next to me was this enormous, enormous pile, much too big for me to handle. And in my visual, that pile represented my sin. I can't deal with it myself. And next to that pile was this big, big, big round thing. And as I looked, this is a pretty wild vision. Oh, as I looked, I realized it was a toe, and it was Jesus's toe, and it was much bigger than that pile. And he took his toe and he smushed that pile into a powder, and then he blew on that pile and it was gone. And I just knew that he was saying to me, I have handled your sin. Receive this truth because I love you. And if I didn't receive it, that would be like taking a whip and adding one more stripe to his back. It was very profound for me. And so I have to let go. I have to let go of any guilt, of any unforgiveness to anyone. I'm not saying that I've arrived at everything in my life, but I know that that is what God wants for me. And I know that as I give him those things and really believe it, like in the depths of my being, believe it, the Holy Spirit cleans out those closets. I actually visualized for the longest time going before the Lord and saying, take that power washer, Lord, open up those closets that I don't even see, that I've worked so hard at closing, and clean me out. Show me, as the psalmist says, where there is an offensive way in me, because I don't want to be like that. I really don't. And God has been good, and it takes time, but he's faithful. And when the sun sets you're free indeed. And that's something we need to receive.
What beautiful visuals you've given our listeners, as well as I'm sure Danny and myself. I won't soon forget that. And how wonderful for him to do it mm-hmm. in visuals, because that's how you can receive it the best.
That's true.
And so he took care of both the guilt and forgiveness, basically at the same time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. And then the other layer of that is, I've heard it said, you know, that you need to serve. You know, we need to take in, we need to give out. And the Lord had laid it on my heart back when my kids were in high school, I believe, to participate to serve at a women's resource center. And so I did that for many years, just peer counseling women, helping young women to learn from what I had gone through. I did take an abortion healing class that I didn't even really thought I needed, but it was biblically based, and it's allowing the cleaning, allowing the scraping, allowing the word of the Lord to do what it has to do, and it applies to so many areas.
Well, and there are so many women listening that may not even be aware of the fact that they have biblically based classes to help men and women through those that have had abortions. So so wonderful to share that with our listeners.
Yeah, and I would again say, do it even if you don't think you need it, because it's the word of the Lord, and it brings healing. And I also guess I would just think I also want to just say that if you think that you don't need healing in this, but yet I'll just share this one little thing as a to lead up to this. When I was deciding whether or not I should work at the abortion at the pregnancy center in Morristown, New Jersey, I went to bed. I was praying, Lord, is this what you want me to do? Because you know, you kind of have the feeling that you should do it, but you also have the fear that you can't do this, and you know the all these thoughts that you can't do it, or you shouldn't do it, or you're crazy, or whatever. And I went to bed that night saying, Lord, if you want me to do this, you're going to have to let me know. And all night long, this verse kept coming to my head, or the address of a verse. And I think it's Ephesians 5:19 or somewhere around there. And I didn't know the verse, but all night long I'd wake up and it'd be like Ephesians 5:19. It was kind of like the cat's outside and I have to let the cat in. And I thought at one point in the night, if that verse still comes to me, I'm going to look it up in the morning. Well, I did. And it said, don't participate in the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. So I did have confirmation from the word, and I think it's always important to get confirmation from the word. But what I was leading up to is if you feel that you don't really need to do that, but if there's something in you that is in darkness, you know, we have to walk in the light. And I think our emotions tell us whether or not we're in the light or whether in the darkness. If you feel like you can't share anything that's weighing on you with someone, you're in the darkness. Mm-hmm. If you are prideful about something, you're in the darkness. If you are somehow holding something so tight with your fingers crossed or your fingers, your fists closed, and you're in the darkness. So I encourage people to don't participate in the fruitless deeds of darkness, but expose them. And the way you do that is by talking about it.
Mm-hmm. When we come back from our break, we want to talk about talking about it. But I want to go a little bit further, Lorraine, and I'd like for you to pray someone today, even as you admonish our dear listeners about being in the darkness. Someone might say, well, you know, it has a certain tinge to it when you say it. And dear one, it may be that. It may strike a chord even in your pride. And there may be an instinctual resistance up front. But then when you take a breath, you realize, hey, this could be the moment of my liberation and newness and walking in the light. Well, when we come back, we'll talk more. But I especially would like to ask Lorraine to pray, and I believe she will pray, and I believe God will answer as we spend our time together. So stay with us, okay? Don't miss us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, do you believe in the power of prayer? Do you believe that God is a God who answers prayer? Do you know that God who gives us the privilege to pray? You know, I don't understand it all, but somehow when we pray, somehow God moves as we pray. And when he does, there are changes that take place around us and within us. Supernatural things take place. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Our guest today, Lorraine Negley. You can find out more about our program, thegoodlifehawaii.com. But Lorraine, before our break, you were talking about darkness. But when we talk about darkness, we need to talk about the contrast, the contrasting light, the light of freedom, the light of openness, the light of life. Lorraine, would you be willing to pray for our dear listener right now who may need to take that step and release things to the Lord?
Absolutely. I just want to correct myself. The verse that the correct address for that verse is Ephesians 5:11. And if Suzanne asked if I would just read starting at verse 8, because it's really a good word. It's for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. That was the verse.
And so, let's pray.
Yes. So, Father God, we just come before you right now, and I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being the truth. Thank you for being the light. Thank you that we can put all of our eggs in your basket. I pray, Lord, for those listeners out there who may think that they're walking in the light, but still have kept one of or two or three of their closet doors closed because they're afraid. Lord, help them to see that there's no fear walking with you, that that's a voice of the enemy. It's not truth. And they can choose to not receive it. And they can say, I choose not to receive you anymore, and I'm going to walk in the light of the truth of Jesus, that he has set me free, and that I can use my experiences to help others to see the truth of who you are. I think of your verse, Lord, in Isaiah, that in repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength. So, Lord, I just pray that they would rest in your salvation, that they would not forfeit the grace that you have available to them. And I pray this in the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lorraine, you grew up and lived for many years in beautiful New Jersey. What brought you to Hawaii?
Well, that would be my sons. Actually, that would be the Lord. About 10 years ago, I was praying. It was our 30th anniversary, and my youngest son had just graduated college. And I was saying, Lord, what could we do as a little family getaway that would be really fun? And he put Hawaii in my head. And so I went online and found flights for $500, which I've never seen again. And we all came for a vacation, and they fell in love with it. And that year they both moved here. So when my husband and I retired a couple of years ago, semi-retired, I should say, and we were knowing that it was time to leave New Jersey, there was a lot that happened in the 5 years that they weren't home. It was actually a very, very difficult time for us in many ways, but I won't get into that. God is faithful. He helped me to see that I kind of held on to the ideal of an intact family as a God. And I think that was another little, result of having come from a family that wasn't intact. So I had to let go of that. But God in his goodness opened the door for my husband and I to move here as well. And I thank him for that.
So do I.
What has it been like since you've been here?
It's very different. It's very different, but yet it's very much the same. And what I have learned the most is that home is yet to come. And I look forward to that home that's yet to come. We are at an age where a lot of our dear Christian friends that we were friends with, you know, for as long as we were Christians, we all kind of scattered. Most people went to where their grandkids live now. And so it has been starting over and making new friends and being in a totally unique environment from what we're used to. But it's good. It's really good. And I love the people here. I love being able to take a long swim at Ala Moana Park. God is good.
Now, share a little with us about your perspective on life now. Now, you mentioned there's a scattering of all your Christian friends from the Northeast. Everyone's going to their grandkids. So what is your view of life like from that vantage point?
Well, I guess just still that home is yet to come. God is faithful. He's good. He has a purpose and a plan for each one of us. He wants us to serve him. I wake up in the morning and I say, Lord, what is it you want me to do with this, little blade of grass life that I am? And I don't have, anything earth-shattering, but I just lift up my foot and I put it down, and that's all I can do, and just trust that he will lead me to do and to be and to say and to act the way that brings a smile to his face.
And one of the things that's so special about both Ray and Lorraine for me is they live out their life to serve Christ. And so even their home, they consider is Christ's home. And so they oftentimes have people staying with them. Some they know. I think there's probably some they don't even know or don't know that well. They avail themselves to be of service to Christ. And it's just a beautiful witness to me, and I know to many others. So as she's waiting for that heavenly homecoming, they are living out serving Christ where they are.
What do you look forward to, Lorraine, when you think about your home?
I look forward to seeing Jesus. I look forward to connecting with those two children that I never had an opportunity or never took the opportunity to meet. I look forward to seeing people that I love that have died and that I know are with him. I look forward to meeting Paul the Apostle.
I might have him tied up by the time you get there.
Yes, so it will be a glorious thing. I look forward to spending eternity without having to deal with my flesh and, you know, the way the enemy just always tries to mess with our heads. I just look forward to being free, totally free from that. Mm-hmm. So there's much to look forward to.
Suzanne, how about you? What do you look forward to when you think about home?
Oh, it's absolutely being in the presence of Christ. I used to tease and say that if I got there before you, why look for me in the question room? And Don Piper shattered that little thought for me, telling me that there is no question room, that we are simply going to be glorifying Christ in ways that can't even be put into words. And I, too, look forward to many people, many family members, but many people and the apostles and the Esther, the godly people in the Bible. It's just going to be magnificent. And I'm ready today, or I'm willing to stay as long as he can use me here. To God be the glory.
Mm-hmm. There's a wondrous contentment blending with anticipation. Mm-hmm. As I hear both of you speak, I think from time to time we need to talk about home, and get our minds there as best we can, this side of home, and maybe even let others hear the discussion, because it is something glorious, and the English language does fall short in many ways, but at least we can get somewhat of a glimpse, a smattering of a glimpse of what it will be like. Thank you so much, Lorraine Negley, for being with us today and for sharing so graciously your heart with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope, dear one, that you were moved today, as, of course, Suzanne and I have been, mm-hmm. by the story of Lorraine Negley. You know, there's no better time, as we typically say, no better time than right now, to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Dear one, would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. 1 Peter 1:24, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Lorraine Negley. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.